Shalom Aleichem, a hearty welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Yud Ches, Shabbos 18a, pagination 35. We mentioned in the previous session that there's a concept called Shevisas Kelim, which Beis Shammai holds of. Beis Shammai holds that your vessels themselves also have to rest on Shabbos. The source of that, the Gemara says, the Tanya, it's about 25 lines from the bottom, at the end of a line, quoting a pasuk, Uvachol asher amarti aleichem tishameru. Everything that I spoke about, you should guard. And that's an extra pasuk, which follows the pasuk, Sheshes yamim ta'asa ma'asecha, 6 days you should do your work. Uvayom ha-shvi'i tishpos, and on the seventh day you should rest. L'man yanuach sharcha v'chamorecha, in order that your ox and donkey should rest. V'yinofish ben amoscha v'hager, also resting. And finally, uvachol asher amarti aleichem tishameru. In addition to all that, there also is a command of some sort that you should guard, and we're told that that's l'rabo shevisas kelim. It refers that even your vessels should rest on Shabbos, and that is a shita that is only held by Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel argues. Now the Gemara over here entertains the possibility that even though Beis Hillel doesn't hold of shevisas kelim in its full-blown application, which is, even if the vessel is passive, Beis Shammai still holds that it's a violation, and the vessel actually has to be not yours if malacha is going on, to the point that the Gemara in Amud Beis says that they were mafkir, they made the vessel that they cooked in on Shabbos, even though they set it up before Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, they would have to actually be mafkir the vessel, make it ownerless, so that they're not in violation of the cooking. That's how extreme this shita would have to be applied. So we thought that even though Beis Shammai doesn't hold, even though Beis Hillel doesn't hold of Shevisas Kelim in its full-blown application, but we thought that perhaps Beis Hillel still held of it, at least when the vessel is actually doing something. So the Gemara says, we're about 18 lines from the bottom in the beginning of the line, Fahashta da amrit leveis hillel isluhu shevisas kelim. If you assume that Beis Hillel holds of shevisas kelim de oraisa, so then gofris umugmar maitaimu sharu. So then why are you allowed, which was a known halacha, to set up spices underneath clothing before Shabbos so that it should make it with its aroma, or set up burning incense before Shabbos so that it should give a scent to the environment? And the answer is delo ka'avid maisa, because the vessels involved are passive. They're not doing anything. Similarly, unin shel pishtan maitaimu sharu, why in our Mishnah, which we did in the previous session, were you allowed to place flax into an oven according to Beis Hillel, if right now we're considering the possibility that Beis Hillel holds of Shevisas Kelim? And the Gemara answers, Mishum delo ovid maisa umeinach naicha, because the oven's not doing anything. The vessel that you own is passive, and Beis Hillel doesn't hold of Shevisas Kelim to that extent, even if we're entertaining right now that maybe it does hold, they do hold of Shevisas Kelim. Perhaps the most creative approach in this entire possibility that Beis Hillel holds of Shevisas Kelim and still allows so many things is the next case. Mitzudas chayav of dogim, a trap of an animal, bird, or fish that Beis Hillel holds, you're allowed to set up before Shabbos even though it will be activated on Shabbos, if they hold up Shavisas Kalim, how could that be allowed? The Ka'avid Mai said that the trap itself we envision is springing up on the animal on Shabbos, doing something actively. Mai Taima Sharu, if they hold up Shavisas Kalim, how could they allow that? Answers the Gemara, Hasam Nami Belechi Vikurkri Delo Ka'avid Mai said, it's the case of a trap that the trap is not doing anything, like a fish hook, that the fish is grabbing onto the hook, but the hook does not snap back in any way. And likewise, a description, Rashi is very descriptive, of a fish trap in which the fish goes in, and it was constantly getting less wide, so that the fish would get in and would keep going and would get trapped in there because it can't turn around because it keeps getting less wide. But essentially, the trap itself is not doing anything. It's totally passive. And even if Beis Hillel held of Shavisas Kalim, but that's only when the Kalim would do something like a water mill, that the grindstone is moving on Shabbos, doing something. As a result, you set it up before Shabbos, it's your vessel, and it's working on Shabbos. When we said the possibility that Beis Hillel holds of Shavisas Kalim, it was only when your vessel is doing something actively. The Gemara continues, though, and says that's not the way we finalize our understanding of Beis Hillel. Fahashta de Omarav Oshia Omarav Asi Mantana Shavisas Kalim de Oraisa Be Shamaihi. The opinion of Shavisas Kalim that the vessels have to rest on Shabbos is Be Shamai Velo Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel does not hold like that. So Leve Shamai Ben Kavid Maisa Ben Delo Kavid Maisa Asur. Beis Shammai holds whether it does something or doesn't do something. Either way, it's also because it's your vessel. LeBeis Hillel, afal gav deka'ovid ma'isa shari, even if it's doing something, it's still permitted, and Beis Hillel is allowing even a regular trap where the trap springs up and actually does something. That too is permitted because you set it up before Shabbos. In the case of the mill, where the water is causing your grindstone to actually move and grind on Shabbos, which is the malacha of tochein, grinding. So that is permitted according to Beis Hillel as far as Shavisas Kalim goes. The reason it's prohibited is because of mashma'as kol, it's making too much noise, and it's avsha milsa, it's a zilusa de Shabbos, it's a disgrace for Shabbos that mill is going on Shabbos. This is a concept which is invoked by the poskim regarding other things as well. To leave a radio or TV on Shabbos. Also, there's a discussion, whatever environment, it's not the right aura for Shabbos. But besides that, they actually invoke the question of mashma'as kol, that it's making noise on Shabbos in a way that's improper and prohibited. In the story of the Gulf War, where people wanted to leave their radios on for safety to know about a Scud missile that might have been launched and what they might have to do to protect themselves. So Eretz Yisrael purposely arranged for a radio station that was silent except for the broadcast that was necessary for safety. And that was all to avoid mashma'as kol. Besides, obviously, Shabbos environment. About a year and a half ago, we had here in this region a very specific hurricane warning over Shabbos, and people for safety were instructed to leave a radio going in an uninhabited part of the house and simply to walk over there periodically to check to make sure if they had a concern. So that, for example, going out Mincha Shabbos afternoon, it was a safety issue. We were worried exactly what the forecasts were, and was the weather so bad that you shouldn't be going out, so a quick check on the radio and you know if you could go out. If there was a question of evacuation, again, you check the radio, you leave it on before Shabbos, you leave it in an uninhabited part of the house, and our concerns of Mashma'as Kol, that's the best we were able to do because of the concern of safety. Turning on to the second side of the Amud, of the Blat, Yudches Amud Beis 18b, pagination 36, you'll see on the top of the page the concept that I mentioned, that according to Beis Shammai, on the third line, Mafkir Luhu Afkure, you would have to actually make the pot ownerless, the pot in which you were cooking on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, because he holds that the vessels themselves have Shevisas Kelim, and you're not allowed to have vessels owned by you doing Malacha on Shabbos, even in a passive way, according to Beis Shammai. And according to Beis Hillel, the way we paskin, obviously, that's not necessary. The Gemara does say, though, that you're not allowed to set up, according to Beis Hillel, a pot to cook on Shabbos, Shema Yechata Begecholim, because we're worried you're going to adjust the coals to make it burn better. And that's the concept of the blech, that we make a declaration before Shabbos that we're no longer cooking, we're diminishing the heat, and that way we're not worried of Shema Yechata Begecholim, that you're going to adjust the flame. And therefore, according to Beis Hillel, that Shvisas Kelim is not an issue, you're allowed to let it continue cooking on Shabbos. The Gemara makes an interesting suggestion, an interesting loophole, so to speak, that we're not worried about Shema Yechata Begecholim, about a third of the way down on the Amud in the middle of the line. It's called Kedera Chaisa. If you put raw meat into the pot, meat that even if you were to adjust the flame, it still wouldn't cook for the night. It would only be available for the morning. And for the morning, it'll for sure be available anyway. You're talking about 12 hours later. So then that would be a case where we wouldn't be concerned that you're going to adjust the coals and you actually wouldn't require a blech. In practical matter, it's very difficult with our very effective cooking methods to know what the case of Kedera Chaisa is, because with our cooking, you could adjust the flame and get almost anything to cook for the night instead of waiting for the day. And therefore, that's not a leniency that's commonly employed. Instead, we generally put a blech on and allow the food to stay warm in that method. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.